Wednesday, February 10, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. Statistics South Africa reported on Tuesday that an estimated 89,000 jobs were created during the fourth quarter of 2009 as signs of stability in the labour market emerged. The increase in the number of jobs created came after three consecutive quarters of massive job losses. However, Stats SA DDG Kefilwe Matiseng warned that the nature of the jobs created was mostly informal and elementary. The country's official unemployment rate dropped slightly to 24.3% from 24.5% in the third quarter, with the Eastern Cape and Northwest provinces having the highest unemployment rate, while KwaZulu-Natal and the Western Cape had the lowest. Stats SA reported that all industries showed a sense of stability, except for the agriculture and private households, which lost 38,000 and 31,000 jobs respectively in the final 3 months of 2009. Mining group Exxaro Resources is planning to significantly grow its energy generation projects up to 2030. Exxaro Growth Energy Manager Thomas Garner says that the group is aiming to become a cleaner energy-independent power producer in the Southern African region. The group has set itself a target of growing its renewable energy power generation capacity to 2,000 megawatts by 2030. It has already initiated a number of projects, including a 50-megawatt wind farm on South Africa's west coast, a 40-megawatt wind farm in Tsitsikamma, a 210-megawatt solar plant in Lephalale, and a 200-megawatt solar plant in Upington. Also making headlines, transport parastatal Transnet announces that it will sell bonds worth $2 million on the London Stock Exchange using its Global Medium-Term Note Programme. Steel giant ArcelorMittal South Africa shows signs of turning the corner after a dismal 2009. Zimbabwe plans tax breaks to attract power project investors. And a government source says that Ghana hasn't blocked a planned $4 billion oilfield stake sale to ExxonMobil by Kosmos Energy, but still threatens to do so if the parties don't abandon the deal. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.